I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap day two of the Iowa High School Girls State Wrestling Tournament held on Friday at Extreme Arena in Coralville with interviews from local place finishers.
Here with Indianola's Nora Animas after just being crowned a Class 2A Iowa High School State Wrestling Champion. Nora, just tell me how it feels.
It feels unbelievable. I am excited.
And your match was absolute just domination. What went so well for you in that championship match?
Just making sure that she didn't get the shots that she wanted, being in control on top.
Yeah, you went, and it seemed like when you went into that match, you were had a lot of confidence, and you went into that knowing you could win that match. Where did all that offense come from in the first period?
Just like I was being smart. I made sure that I got the shots that I knew I could get and not being overconfident with the ones that I wouldn't be able to.
You know, after all the work that you put in, you know, not just this season, but your entire career to be a sophomore, what does it mean to win a state title for Indianola?
It feels just awesome. Like, it's unbelievable. I knew that I was in it to win it, and yeah, that's exactly what I did.
What does it mean to not just represent your school, but your whole community back home in Indianola on such a high stage like this?
It's pressure, but I made sure that I didn't let that nervousness or any of that affect my wrestling, and I kept, but at the same time, I kept that in mind.
Nora, before we close, you know, winning a state title this year, how excited are you for your future in girls wrestling and the entire, you know, Indianola girls wrestling team?
I'm excited for new girls to come in. I'm excited for next season. I'm ready to just dominate once again.
Congratulations, Dawn.
Thank you.
Here with Knoxville Serenity Turner at day two of the Iowa High School Girls State Wrestling Tournament. Serenity, you just finished third overall here in your senior season. Mm-hmm. Can I just talk about what this means to you?
It means a lot. You know, I'm kind of bummed I didn't get that title, but I worked really hard, and I know that I still deserve that third place. And that was a great match to go out with the career, but very happy with it.
You know, backtracking a little bit to your match against Sierra, obviously that's a very tough opponent. Mm-hmm. Just talk about that match. You were ahead at one point. Just, you know, overall thoughts on that overall.
I think that I feel like I wrestled very well in that match. You know, she just ended up catching me. And if you know wrestling, that happens all the time. I'm happy for her. You know, she's a very good wrestler. She's one of my friends. But sad that it couldn't be me on top of that podium.
You know, really no problem with your two matches after that in the consolation bracket. What went so well for you in those two matches?
You know, this is going to sound kind of crazy, but before my matches, I literally told myself, just kill her. And that, not literally, but, you know, just be aggressive and don't be afraid to I guess hurt them, but not really hurt them, but to just be aggressive.
You know, what does it mean to you now, you know, closing up your senior year? You've been such a pioneer of this Knoxville Girls Wrestling program, pretty much got it started. Talk about what this career has meant to you.
This means a lot to me. You know, I hope it means a lot to the girls that come up onto this program, because, you know, I was the one that started the Pella program. I was the one that went to Paulson and be like, hey, I want to do wrestling, and then we went to Pella. And then I was the one that said, hey, can we have our own program? And then we came to Knoxville. So I really hope that the young girls really are grateful for the program that we have, because, you know, I never got to have that in middle school like how they have, and I hope that they are able to have the opportunities that I, you know, sometimes I had a lot of opportunities, but I'm grateful that they have the opportunities that I might not have had.
Serenity, now that your career is done at Knoxville, are you excited looking back on what the future of Knoxville girls wrestling is going to entail?
Yes, I'm super excited. You know, my passion is coaching, so hopefully in the future I'll come back and I'll coach these girls and I'll get to see them, you know, win state titles and do the things that I never got to do. So,
congrats on your third place finish.
Thank you.
Here with Knoxville's Mariah Rebarger at day two of the Iowa High School Girls State Wrestling Tournament. Mariah, fifth place finish for you. Just walk me through how you're feeling overall.
I'm feeling great. I mean, I know I could have maybe pushed myself a little harder in my matches, but I'm proud. I mean, like, I'm fifth in the state for just a sophomore, so I'm really proud of where I am right now.
Before the season started to where you're at now, does this exceed your expectations of what you thought you could do this year?
Yeah, I've had a lot of upsets for people I've wrestled, and I'm really shocked at myself, especially making it to the state tournament my sophomore year. And placing, too, is huge. And I definitely shocked myself, and I think I shocked some people around me, too.
You know, being at the state tournament for the first time just as a sophomore, what has the overall experience been like for you?
It was definitely something. I thought it was going to be like this huge, like, lights and stuff, and like it is. It's like, it's cool. I'm really shocked, and I like the board signing too, and people I'm meeting that I got to see over the wrestling career. It's really fun to meet all those people again and see how far you and your peers have gotten throughout the season.
How fun is this to do it alongside Serenity Turner, who's been, you know, such a great wrestler for Knoxville, both being able to compete at the state tournament?
I'm really glad I got to make it this year with her. Last year, I didn't really succeed, but I'm really glad to be by her side this year. One of her last years, and that was like kind of my goal, is to come to state with her. And I'm really going to miss her. I mean, I love Serenity Turner, man. And a lot of the seniors are going to miss her, and I'm going to miss her especially. So I'm really glad I got to come with my senior.
Well, Mariah, before we close, you know, getting some success already your sophomore year, does that make you excited for your future of wrestling here at Knoxville?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been trying to put on a lot more muscle for next year, hopefully get more in shape. I need to be more in match shape than I am. And coming back here and just trying to prove a point, trying my best and learning a lot, because I think that you learn a lot more from losses than you win. So I'm excited to go back, watch those clips, and see what I could have done better.
Congrats, Mariah.
Thank you.
Here with Hannah Schmitz of Norwalk at the day two of the class, the Iowa High School Girls State Wrestling Tournament. Hannah, seventh place finish for you here on day two. Just talk about what that means to you.
I came into this tournament like with a very like high goal of I want to be a state place winner, and like I know like a lot of my matches, even like the first one, like it wasn't going my way, but I just kept battling, and so like being able to persevere through all of that and get seventh is really cool.
What is it kind of like being able to battle and compete on the back side of the bracket, in the consolation bracket, when you know in your head you can't win a state title, but you can get as far, you know, as you can possibly go in the consolation?
Yeah, it's just like one of those where you got to focus every match as if it's like the most important match of your life. Like focus one match at a time, not like thinking ahead, just like focusing, like, I got to do this to win this one, and knowing.
What has the overall state tournament experience been like for you? How fun has this been?
It's been so awesome. There's been no tournament like this ever. It's so awesome. This is definitely going to go in my history book of one of the most like favorite times of my life. It's really fun.
What have you enjoyed most about being able to compete, not even just at the state tournament, but compete for Norwalk Girls Wrestling?
I love our team. Our team is so awesome, and they all like came out today to support, and it's so cool having a connection like I do with them.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Here with Indianola head girls wrestling coach Vinny Gomez as we recap the 2026 Iowa High School Girls State Wrestling Championships. Coach, a very successful showing for Indianola here tonight. Nora Animas being crowned a state champion and Sierra Becker finishing second. Just walk me through, you know, those two girls', you know, performance here at the state wrestling tournament.
They both had a great tournament. They both wrestled really well and showed a lot of aggressiveness and will to fight, so it was fun to watch.
You know, Nora was absolutely dominant in her championship match tonight. She just, you know, it seemed was that way all season. What was it about her that really turned it on, not just here at the state tournament, but the entire year?
I don't think it was just this year. I think she's always had it. It's just a matter of just getting her out there and actually executing the offense that she needs to be executing.
How did it feel for her to be able to put together so much offense in that first period of that champion match?
It was pretty great to see.
You know, with Sierra Becker, too, obviously being a state champion last year, falling just short this year, you know, still an incredible wrestling career at Indianola. Kind of what does it mean to you as a coach to be able to coach such talent like that?
It's an honor, you know, and like Sierra had a great run, too, this season. She's only a junior. She gets to come back next year and try it again. So it's exciting to see.
But, you know, Indianola girls wrestling seems like continues to gain momentum, you know, with your athletes and, you know, more and more talent continue to come up. You know, how fun is it to see the, you know, the progress of Indianola girls wrestling?
It's super fun, you know. It's just numbers, right? Keep bringing them in. That's all we can do.
Coach, kind of before we close, too, you know, just overall state tournament experience. I asked you about it last year, but just how fun is this?
I love it. They do a great job here. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else, so it's great.
Congrats, Coach.
Thank you.
Once again, that was a recap of day two of the Iowa High School Girls State Wrestling Tournament held on Friday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.